Let's talk about the new DOC biodiversity strategy. So the government yesterday, I think, unveiled a new plan to help preserve the 4,000 or so native plants and animals at risk of extinction. The plan is called Te Koiroa o Te Koiora Biodiversity Strategy. And Dr. Carolyn Lundqvist from NIWA has been reading through it to give us her thoughts. She joins me now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Jesse, and thanks for having me on the program today.
Yeah, nice to chat with you. What's the context for this? What's the background?
Well, I think our last national biodiversity strategy was in 2000, and I'm suspecting you had people on the program a couple months ago when the big global assessment came out, suggesting we're not doing all that well around the world, but certainly also in New Zealand on protecting our biodiversity.
Yeah, so every few years, the government, as represented by DOC, comes up with what their plan is to take this problem on.
Exactly. And so this will be the first one. I'm assuming the final version will come out sometime in 2020, if not a little bit earlier. But that would be about 20 years from our last national biodiversity strategy. So definitely much needed. We do have an urgent need to protect biodiversity and reverse the declines that we're currently seeing.
Just need to check, Caroline, you're not on a speakerphone, are you, by any chance?
I am. Would you like me to be off the speakerphone?
Yeah, could you? It just always makes it much more pleasant.
All right, here we go.
Well, you sound pleasant in any medium, but that's so much better. Thanks very much. So isn't this stuff obvious? Isn't it just protect the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff?
Well, I think it is obvious. On the other hand, what we're talking about with biodiversity has really changed over the years, and we see that both in New Zealand and internationally, that back in the day, what we thought of as biodiversity was, let's make sure we protect our endangered trees, our endangered birds, our tuatara. So just looking at it as a very species perspective. But we're changing quite a bit on how we view biodiversity, that it also includes all of those life-sustaining ecological processes. So that's the take Koiora that's in the program or in the title of this new draft strategy. But things like water quality, air quality, coastal protection, climate regulation, these are all things that nature does for us. But more importantly, nature is New Zealand's brand. So really thriving nature underpins New Zealand's economic success and our well-being. So protecting biodiversity is far more than just making sure that we're doing our duty of care for all of our native species. It's really about keeping New Zealand itself economically successful and for our human well-being.
So you're saying that there's been a bit of a shift from picking out the species we want to save to focusing on environments and habitats, knowing that if we get those right, then the species will thrive?
Yes, and I think also flipping from just thinking of biodiversity as something we need to protect in national parks. So it's not just national parks and protected areas, but we need to actually consider that biodiversity that's on private land, whether it's biodiversity associated with pine forests or biodiversity associated with other agricultural habitats. There are a number of wineries, for example, that specifically have the wineries set up to help the New Zealand falcon. So we can actually do a lot within what we do get economic gain for, but while protecting biodiversity at the same time.
So you've had a read through the draft strategy. Is it bold enough?
I think so, and I think it's got five big shifts that it talks about of ways we actually need to change what we're doing. One of them, they call it getting the system right, but recognizing that our current system of governance, we do have central government, regional government, and district government, all the way through to local government, and it's quite challenging to actually coordinate from these big-scale documents like this biodiversity strategy all the way down to that local decision-making, so that's one big action that they need to get right in the future. But also connecting, there are four of these, but I've just picked out number four. Mm. It's connecting ecosystems all the way from the mountains to the ocean. This is our Kiute Kitai framework in Te Ao Māori, but we can't just consistently have things worked on separately. So often, even at my own organization, we have our coasts and oceans team, but we also have our freshwater and estuaries team, and quite a lot more. We do work together across these different programs, but recognizing that within how we do management within central and regional government as well.
What else have you noticed about this draft strategy? Anything that sort of leapt out to you?
Well, I think one of the things that I find quite exciting is it directly recognizes that we, as New Zealanders, our values for nature are quite context-dependent, and a lot of us do like non-indigenous species or those non-native things, like, for example, trout and deer. I remember a few years ago they did an iconic species list for New Zealand, and a lot of the things aren't actually native species, but they're things that tourists do come to New Zealand, as all of the rest of us. You know, how many of us have actually gone trout fishing? I have down in the South Island, and it's beautiful and wonderful and quite an experience that we all treasure. But how do we make sure that we're balancing those non-native species? Again, trout often have a very negative impact on a lot of our native fish. So how do we balance those recreational aspirations with our duty of care for New Zealand biodiversity?
Is there a risk that the strategy is too vague? I mean, you're talking sense. No one really disagrees about this stuff, but so much of the damage is done in practical day-to-day decisions, and how do we line a strategy up, like a strategy like this, up so that actually has real-world effects?
Good question. I think a lot of the challenges, or not the challenge, I'm looking at what they've delivered. This is actually a discussion document that will be used to actually make that detailed plan. So my hope is a lot of that detail will come out. And then also connecting it directly to the targets. They've listed some of the targets in here. And on many things, they're actually quite specific. So we will, by 2015, do X amount of protection, or I can't remember if those are with respect to the predator-free programs, and we'll make sure we've eradicated 10 particular freshwater pests. So a lot of things in there are quite specific, and I think in that final strategy, it will be great if they get very specific on what they plan to do in terms of coordinated governance, in terms of empowering communities, but also in particular in working with private land, with industry, with iwi and hapu. This is not a biodiversity strategy we can do without getting on board with all New Zealanders.
Hey, Caroline, lovely to meet you and to talk with you. Thanks for looking through this with us and appreciate your time today.
Great. Thank you, Jesse.
It's Caroline Lundqvist from NIWA, Dr. Caroline, Lundqvist from NIWA, who's been reading through the draft biodiversity strategy Te Kōrua o Te Koiora.